Hey, welcome to Make a Short Story Long. This is the fifth episode and we've finally gotten the name down.
I know. I was thinking about that actually. I was like, I can say it now without getting it wrong. Because there is a podcast called Make a Long Story Short and I've been sending people there.
Yeah, so. Careful. I told one of my friends, I was like, yeah, it's called Make a Short Story Long. And he thought it was Mega Short Story Long, and he goes, I can't find you guys anywhere. Like, you're not on Apple Podcasts, you're not on Spotify. I'm like, yeah, we are. And he gives me his phone, and he's typed in Mega Short Story Long.
Oh.
What kind of name is that, dumb idiot?
So I'm giving the wrong one, you're giving the right one, and they're still not
getting
it.
No one's getting it. Oh, well, too late to rebrand. We're five episodes in.
Yeah. I'm like, that must say something, but our story will be a bad example. We're just going to write it out.
Yeah. We sunk cost.
Yeah.
We're always like that. But we're excited. We're here. We've got our Monster Energy Zero Ultra drinks.
Can you hear me? I hope you can. Could you hear me when I was over there?
Yeah, but maybe sit up a little closer.
Because I was so quiet like two episodes ago.
Oof.
I was just like, can I talk really fast?
Oh, yeah. Just get quiet. Get close up in there. It's always better because then it's easier to change, get rid of like the white noise if we're closer to the mic.
Okay.
I'm no audio engineer,
but I did get my degree in audio engineering.
And unfortunately, I never became an audio engineer.
Because I work at a tech company. So.
Oh, yeah. Did you see? I posted on Instagram that if we get 100 followers, we'll release the name of the tech company you work at.
Yeah. Okay.
Don't worry. We won't get there.
We won't hit that.
Your privacy will remain intact.
Is it Google? Who knows?
Ooh,
we'll never
Google it to find out.
We'll never know.
Amanda, tech company.
I'm pretty invisible on Google.
So, I got to blow my nose, but oh well. We're in it. We're in it for the long.
Started.
So we just decided like an hour ago that we were going to film today. And I knew that it was my turn.
Yep.
Oh yeah, record. I knew that it was, I'm just so used to being in front of the camera.
I'm so used to being a YouTuber.
My YouTube channel is really taken off. You can find it. I forgot what my YouTube handle is.
Yeah, I don't know mine.
Yeah. Oh, well. Okay, but yeah, we decided like an hour ago. So I, for the last hour, been thinking, what am I going to talk about? It's my turn, blah, blah, blah. And I thought about not doing this, but I thought about talking about Scrabble, and I would have made it interesting. But there's not that much about Scrabble. The only reason I really wanted to talk about...
Why? Where did you come up with Scrabble?
Because...
Like, why not Uno or Wasari?
Because for, like, the last couple weeks, I've been playing Scrabble religiously with this kid I'm interested in. And I was like, I feel like I know a lot about Scrabble now. And I found a few stories online about Scrabble in the news. So I thought I could make it interesting. But here's the thing. The kids kind of ghosted me. So I also thought that would be painful for me to talk about Scrabble.
Yeah, it would also be weird if he, like, unghosts you. And he's like, does he listen to the podcast?
I don't think so, but maybe that's why he ghosted me.
To listen to it, and you're talking about Scrabble, that could be a little...
Yeah. Well, I mean, at this point, I don't think...
When did he ghost you?
Well, we went on a date on Friday. And he, like, left that he, the whole time he was like, when can we turn around? Because we were hiking. He goes, when can we turn around? When can we turn around?
Sounds like me.
Okay. And I was like, anytime. I'm not holding you hostage. And he goes, I'm really tired. And he, like, left the date at, like, 9:30 to go to bed. Which to me was like, okay, bad sign. And then he hasn't talked to me since. And normally, you know me, I don't really mind texting first and being like, hey, whatever. I'll slide into anyone's DMs. But I kind of feel like he's a type that he would just always text back out of pity. So I thought I'd do an experiment where I don't text him first and see when he initiates a new game of Scrabble or texts me. And it's now been 3 days.
Okay.
Yeah. Although I thought about, just for the like the entertaining aspect of the podcast, if at the beginning I requested to start a Scrabble game with him, and then we see if he ever texts me back during this podcast and everyone can join me on this very emotional roller coaster. I don't know if you're just... Should I?
I mean, I make terrible decisions, but yeah, do it.
Okay.
Like, don't have me give advice. I can tell you what you should do and what I would do. And
tell me what you would do.
Right. The wrong thing, whatever that is. I also don't think about things when I do them.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd probably, if I was like...
I don't know. What do you mean request to play Scrabble?
Well, we've just been like playing Scrabble games.
Do you have to request to play every
time? Well, yeah, because the last game ended. So now I would just say, hey, rematch and start a new Scrabble game.
Oh. So it's like,
do you think he's ghosted me because he's lost for the majority of the times? He owns Scrabble Deluxe, so he probably thinks he's like a really good Scrabble player, and he actually is. And I think the only reason I'm winning is because I like him, so I'm trying really hard to win Scrabble.
I would feel pretty...
Psychoanalyze me.
I think that maybe he was trying to... I think maybe he feels emasculated. And maybe him turning around on the hike was a, what's the word?
Metaphor? Bad sign.
Turn around.
I don't know.
Turn around.
Yeah, I don't know. I hate my life.
I think you've won quite a bit. I think that's like 5 or 6 in a row.
I know. I just keep winning.
I don't think I've ever won.
I'm getting like all the great letters.
I can play in real life.
Yeah.
Because nobody can use Google, but everyone lies.
Yeah.
And they use Google.
Yeah.
Or there's like a Scrabble app or something.
Yeah, Scrabble Word Finder. I don't know.
Yeah, there's some app that goes...
Some app.
Back with Words with Friends, I was always losing.
Okay, Amanda, you're the final say. Do I start another Scrabble game with this kid or do I just be stubborn?
I don't know. Is he nice?
That's why I'm afraid he's too nice where he will never say anything. He'll just keep playing Scrabble games until we're married with 5 children. And then one day he explodes and he's like...
He kills you.
I never liked you, but I was too nice not to.
He's like, I'm done with this Scrabble.
He divorces me using the game of Scrabble.
Yeah. Divorce? What would he say? Well, because you can't use phrases. Though they have a phrase Scrabble.
Oh.
Don't they?
I don't know. Is that what bananagrams is? Heard of bananagrams.
One time I spelled Nordstrom using bananagrams, and then one of my friends was like, you spelled Nordstrom wrong. And I was like, no, I didn't spell Nordstrom wrong. I know how to spell Nordstrom, and I spelled it wrong.
Tell the story of when you spelled Jorge at school.
Oh my gosh, I can barely remember that. Okay. Oh, we had to divide our class into 2 separate teams. And we came up with team names and stuff. And I don't know, for some reason my team was like, Team Jorge, and I had to write it on the board. And so I went up to go write Jorge, Team Jorge on the board, and I didn't know. Spelling has never been my strong suit. And I went up there and I spelled team, and then I spelled Jorge, W-H-O-R-E, hey, H-E-Y, like space hey. And I really, because I didn't think, I mean, it's like the stupidest story, but I said it out loud, it sounds like a fake, but I did it. And then my teacher was she said, Amanda. And I was like, what? And she was like she was so upset. And she like pursed her lips and shook her head. And she's like, not okay. And I didn't even know what I did wrong. So I erased it. And I was like, what am I supposed to put? And then I was like, guys, we have to change the name. And then they were like, spell Jorge normally. And I was like, I don't know how to spell Jorge normally. And then she made me switch with somebody else in the audience. And she was my English teacher. She could have just told me how to spell Jorge. But she...
But I'm not really sure I know how to spell Jorge either, but I would assume it's with a J.
But I knew how to spell whore. Like, that was my only, like, I was like, okay, Jorge. Like, I honestly didn't.
Yeah, because English is just not phonetic.
I think I started
tearing up. Well, I guess Jorge is, like, a Spanish name, but yeah.
That was an English class.
Yeah.
Okay, don't give me a Spanish name to write on the board. And my teammates didn't help me out. They just laughed, and then they were like.
Oh, sorry. It's a classic. Classic Velasic. So you've convinced me. I'm gonna rematch.
Okay.
And then we're gonna get into this topic. And then at the end of the episode, we'll look back on the phone and see if he's played or not.
Okay.
And then determine if I have a love life or no. Okay. I think it could be a fun listener game.
Yeah. How long does he usually wait to accept those?
Not long. So it should be done by the episode.
Can you decline it?
Oh, and I've got a lot of great letters to play with too. We'll try it as a word. N-E-T-A-Z.
I could see that.
Oh.
Natazo sounds...
Natazo is not a valid word.
Huh. Natazo.
I believed it, honestly.
Neat.
But I really want to use
Neato.
My Z.
Neato.
I guarantee you Neato's not going to work, but we're going
to
go with it.
I use Neato probably 50% of the time. I need to use a word or a synonym.
Neato is not a valid word.
Well,
You know what? Register I'll go with Nate. We'll use that Z later, okay? We'll give it...
Zeet.
Too late. We've played Nate. All right, now I'm just putting my phone over here, and we're going to get to the nitty-gritty of the podcast. Yes, this is my new glass for the soda machine. It's a glass boot.
Oh my gosh, that's so cool. Why do you...
It's 1 liter.
Where did you get that?
Amazon.
Oh.
Yep, I spent my own money on this.
Wow.
Yeah. And I've learned you have to drink this way, because if you drink it this way, the liquid bubbles, and then it, like, comes out really quickly. So you have to... It's, like, all science, I guess. Who knew drinking out of a boot was going to be so difficult?
Why did they even make that?
Probably for people like me that are like, what if I was that fun girl in the partnerships program who drank out of a giant glass boot? Kind of like, you know, people are like, oh, Karen in HR has such a funny mug. But it's Alina in partnerships who drinks out of a liter boot.
Oh.
It's kind of like a midlife crisis thing I'm going through.
Okay. Like, that's your identity. Alina who drinks out of the boot.
I mean, I'm not proud of it.
It's better than my... I mean, that's a statement.
Okay. I'm going to cry.
Why not why a boot? Was there something?
I don't know. It's like, my German identity.
Oh. Got it.
I don't know.
Like a hand, you know? Why not a hand? But no. German. Got it.
Yeah. Not proud, but we're going with it.
I'm proud. Anyways.
Okay.
Let's start.
Anyways, the long intro, we're at 15 minutes in, was essentially me saying I was going to talk about Scrabble. This is why I was going to talk about Scrabble. That was a dumb reason. What I'm actually going to talk about today...
You're not talking about Scrabble?
No.
Okay. All that for... Okay.
What I'm actually talking about today is the castrati or castrato. Have you heard of them?
It sounds like a mafia.
Kind of. The castrato are a group of men in olden days who were castrated for their singing voices. So essentially, they would castrate young men so that their singing voices never got deep, so they could always sing really high. And
how did you learn about this?
Okay. So remember that time I went to Italy to meet up with a guy I met on a dating app?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And remember how he was a studying opera singer?
Yeah, that was
amazing. And I spent a week in that weird opera cult.
And you sent me videos of him singing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
No, it was funny because it was just you on a bed and then it was just in the background. I was like, what is that?
I'll post the video on our Instagram.
It's so weird. Funny.
That was a weird week of my life. But that's how I learned about the castrato.
Okay.
Or castrati. One is plural. I think the plural is castrati.
Like die?
Yes.
Dice?
Yeah. But castrato is a singular, and castrati is many castrated men.
Why did they even do that? That's not a common term to do that with.
Well, not anymore, but it used to be. I mean, at the height of the castrati, they estimate there was 4,000 of them running around.
Running around.
Running around.
How old were they?
So they were pretty young when they did it. And they before they went through puberty, because the key is you had to castrate them before they went through puberty so that their bodies wouldn't change. And what it would do is it allowed their bones to get really long. So they'd have a lot of space in their rib cage for big lungs. Dude, don't knock it till you castrate someone and see for yourself.
That's why they stopped. They were the theory was way off.
Well, I think they stopped for a lot of reasons because, one...
They were castrating men.
Yeah, it was really dangerous, too. A lot of people died during the process because it's back in, the ye olden days.
Yeah,
1600s, 1700s.
Well, if they were doing that, they probably don't have the medical...
Exactly.
...tools in the first place.
Yeah. So, a lot of people would die during the operation.
Yeah.
Because they... one of the ways
bleed
they would
to
do
death?
To put them, no, not bleed to death, but it was a very painful thing to do, right? To castrate someone.
Oh,
so,
really?
Never thought about it. Okay.
Well, but how they put them
How they put them down because they didn't have.
Yeah. Put them out.
Put them out. Yeah. They would pinch an artery on their neck.
Okay.
To make them pass out. And sometimes that would just kill them. You know? What was another thing? Oh, or they were administered like lethal doses of opium, of an opioid, opiums.
Like, that's a painkiller, right?
Yeah. It was like, yeah, very lethal. So then they would sometimes die.
They would just overdose on it?
Yeah.
That's insane.
Yeah, exactly. So a lot of them were killed. But here's the thing. Like, parents, it was often really poor people who were sending their kids to become castrati because they didn't have any money. And so their hope was, if my kid becomes a famous castrati, he can lift us out
of poverty.
So it's like kind of a last shot, like, how are we going to pay the rent? I don't know. Let's chop off our son's
dip-dee-doop. Just send Josh over to that group.
Yeah.
What? So wait, what was the age again? It started at what?
Before they hit puberty. So I don't know. When do boys hit puberty?
I have no idea. I just threw that one out there.
Let's Google this. When do boys
hit puberty? It's not typing.
Oh, that's because I unplugged it. so I could plug in the mic.
Oh.
Okay. Well, I don't know. Let's say...
8, 9.
Boys hit puberty 10? After girls.
11, 12, 13, 14?
So I would say, yeah, before 15-ish.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's go there. Yeah, so there was a lot of them running around, just doing that thing, you know? And they actually...
When do girls hit people? Like 12?
Yeah.
14?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I was a late bloomer, definitely.
So was I.
30?
Anyway.
But yeah, so the castrati, they actually predated opera music. So they had people in the castrati way before opera...
music was invented?
Yeah.
Oh.
But then once opera came around, they were like, let's use these boys in our operas. Because back in the day, women, they were in operas first. And so they'd have the castrati like playing women roles because they could sing so high and stuff.
Oh.
And then they introduced women, but then they still had castrati because they were amazing.
Were they really that good?
Yeah, they're really good. I have a clip. There's only one known castrati that survived for, like, at the point when we can, what's it called? Record audio.
What?
Yeah. And so I have that clip. So let's see if I can play this.
I don't like that.
But if you heard this, would you think that's a man?
How old is he?
Let's see. It was at the end of his life because they were barely able to record him, so he's probably in his like 60s at this point. I'm making that number up. But the thing is with castrati, their voices always stay like this. They hit it before puberty, but their voices for the rest of their lives stay like that because they've been castrated.
Does that stop puberty?
Yeah, castrating someone stops puberty. That's the point.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, they didn't just castrate them for fun.
I thought you said they castrated them so their ribs could grow longer.
Well, that's a side benefit. So their ribs grow longer, so they have like bigger space for their lungs, so they also had a really good lung capacity, which helped, but also they would never hit puberty, which is how they got these crazy high young boy voices.
That freaks me out though.
Yeah, it should. This is a freaky topic. Ooh. But eventually...
Is that him?
This is the recording of the guy, Alessandro Morisci. Slaughtered that name. You speak Italian.
Does he have two arms? Oh, no. I meant three arms, not two.
Does he have two arms?
I thought he was holding the paper with both hands from my angle. And then he had that one arm. He kind of freaked... I don't like him.
But here's the interesting thing also. I don't want to say I'm a castrato because I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
But another interesting fact about them is not only did their rib cages grow extra long, their arms grew extra long. And I think we've discussed this.
That's why I was going to...
But I have extra long arms.
But maybe that's why I thought he had three arms.
Probably. You're like, is that three or just...
Two really
two
long ones.
Really, really long
Well, it looks
ones.
Like he had...
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting. You do have long arms.
Yeah, I have a +2 ape index. Have we measured your ape index? We should. What is it?
I don't know. And I don't remember. I think mine was plus something too.
Yeah. I love standing next to really tall people and holding my arms out. And then we have the same length. And I'm like, yeah, I don't really love it. I actually don't love it. I'm sorry. I don't know. Everything's a midlife crisis.
I don't really have. I got short legs and a long torso, and that's not what anyone ever wants. So
long torsos are great for
nothing. Literally nothing. Who says I want long? I want a long. We're looking for a model with a long torso.
Torso companies.
Like they want long legs, and I'm like, I know you're looking for legs, but I'll raise you one.
But what about a torso?
Yeah. I'll raise you one higher, literally. What about a long torso?
At least we're not castrated.
Actually, we can do a lot. Yeah. Thanks to plastic surgery, which brings us to our next sponsor. To our first sponsor.
To our first sponsor. Last one, we got a lot of great feedback from GoDaddy. Everyone loved, clicked our affiliate link using GoDaddy.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you all.
Thank you.
We are now rich and can afford a castrato, which, by the way, at the height, they were very hard to get.
Like
the
king
of, yeah, like the king of France.
Oh, they weren't like a group and they traveled together and sang.
They were in a lot of choirs and stuff, but like the king of France, he really wanted a castrato and he had a very difficult time getting one. And that's a king of France.
Like royalties? I mean, they maybe it was, obviously it was way more back then.
Yeah.
They don't have that much money.
Yeah, well, supply and demand, snitches.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For castrato, for its kings and queens.
I guess all about.
Who am I to discriminate?
But there are also natural castrati, and so those are ones that are born with hormonal syndromes, so they actually never have to go through castration. And they just retain that voice. Because they have hormonal imbalances that were caused naturally and not by chopping it off. So I guess that's convenient for them.
Why would you, did boys want to be that?
There were probably some, yeah, that like aspired to be that.
Like I can't even imagine somebody wanting to be that now.
I can't imagine someone wanting that, but I can imagine someone wanting the life that a famous castrato got, right?
I don't know. I mean, yeah, but like, what life is that?
Money, fame.
Yeah, but
like when they came from poverty.
That's but all you think about when you look at them is that they've been castrated. And it's just like, why is your voice? I don't know.
When we looked at this first guy, that's not what I first thought.
No, but I don't, it's freaking me out. And it looks like
but now it's the only thing I can see or not see, but think about. Oh, yeah, it's hard. It's tough.
Do they hit on, do they have wives? Or is it like a life of celibacy? I mean, obviously, yeah, but...
That's a great question. I'm not sure. I know that in this article, this scientific article from Wikipedia, it mentioned that...
Yahoo Answers is the only better source.
Yeah. I mean, we do a lot of fact-checking on this show so that you
don't have to.
Exactly. Which actually reminds me, someone asked me... In our episode about something, you mentioned whales on Everest. Do you recall that?
Yeah.
And they asked me, they said, Alina, I didn't want to fact check because you guys, I trust you, but could you tell me more about whales on Everest? And I had to say, honestly, I can't.
I know I said that, and I saw that in a YouTube video, and I didn't move on. I mean, I moved on because that was more like a, yeah, there's whales on Everest. I think I ran with that for a second. Honestly, I don't even know what episode that was.
Because I Googled it and I can't find anything about whales on Everest.
I was just going with stuff. I will find where I... Yeah. I'll find the YouTube video.
Just, you know, for our fans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they flash frozen whales on... That was when I was going into geographic displacement or whatever it's called.
Oh, whoa, fancy.
And I was like, I don't want to talk about that stuff.
Yeah.
And then I did. So that's what happens.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I don't doubt that it exists, and I don't think our viewer doubted either. We would just like to know more.
I know exactly the video that I saw it on.
Perfect.
It's in my head.
Oh, goody.
I don't want to watch it again because it freaked me out.
Oh, what's it about?
Geographic displacement. He was, like, talking about, and he was like, that's why there's flash frozen whales on the top of Mount Everest. And then I was like... That was the video that threw my world off for a week.
Yeah. Well, then we won't revisit that.
No, we have to because somebody decided to fact check us and asked questions.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry I ever doubted. Okay. Anyway, so there's I don't know. I just find this castrati thing very interesting. Oh, one thing about them is they were known for obviously having great voices, but being not the best actors. Mm-hmm. Like, one guy reviewed the castrati in some old-fashioned piece from 1755, and he goes, "This castrati, Farinelli, drew everybody to the Haymarket. What a pipe, what modulation, what ecstasy to the ear. But heavens, what clumsiness, what stupidity, what offense to the eye." Take that how you will.
But you know what? That's actually a compliment from back then.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so they talk differently.
Okay.
Back then. Also, is that woman a fish?
Oh, this is a caricature of one of the castrati in a female role. They drew differently back then. Fish were one of the most beautiful animals. So they were like, let's make everyone look like a fish.
Scales.
Yeah.
It was
scales because music.
Yes. Everyone trying to achieve the scales mm-hmm. in every sense of the word.
Mm-hmm. Okay. In every sense. Yeah. Weights and all. Yeah. So that's castrati/castrato for you. If you want to know more, you can go to Italy and visit the kid that I visited, but watch out. He might break your heart in playing Scrabble with someone.
He's an opera singer. He can't break your heart.
Is that a
No, that's a quote by Gandhi.
I want that on in vinyl letters yeah. in my kitchen.
He's an opera singer.
He can't break your heart. Gandhi. Gone 1 minute, there the next. Gandhi.
How did fossils end up on the top of Mount Everest?
Okay, how did they?
This is on thoughtco.com.
Don't cite our sources. That's private. That's intellectual property. Or what's it called? Intellectual secrets? Trade secrets? Secrets of the trade?
Oh my gosh, the oldest whale. Mm-hmm. It says the fossil is the most complete quadrupedal whale discovered outside of India and Pakistan, Lambert said. And it was discovered in sediment that dates to 42.5 million years ago.
My goodness.
Making the animal the oldest known quadrupedal whale in the Americas.
Well, clearly, I did not do a good job Googling. This is why...
World's oldest whale found in the Himalayas.
This is why we explicitly say not to fact check, because we're always right.
If I say something...
It's Bible.
It's Bible.
Ugh, people.
I doubt myself, but then I just Googled this. Unusual number of humpback whales are dying. Alana, I love that. That was irrelevant.
We could make it relevant.
Yeah.
Please, make it relevant.
How did fossils end up on Mount Everest?
Proven.
Go climb Mount Everest yourself if you don't believe me.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're still there, but they're in there.
Obviously. Go find them.
It's on Yahoo Answers.
It's on. Oh, can I just say, for the record, so side notey. So side notey. Reverse. Take it back now, y'all. Okay.
Cha-cha.
Really? I recently downloaded TikTok.
My cousin, I think, watches those. Is it like Vine, but like...
It's horrible.
Not Vine. What's it
yes,
called?
Yes, it is like Vine. It was bought by... It, Musical.ly.
Musical.ly!
Yep. It,
Musical.ly One time I got Musical.ly
was bought.
To be funny, and I did like church opera music.
And like a castrati?
No, like Christian music.
Okay.
Like
okay.
Modern Christian choir.
Love it.
And I would do Musical.ly's to that.
You have to find one for us to post.
Can I log in? Do they have Musical.ly still?
No, I think TikTok bought it. That's
the thing.
Oh my gosh,
so they're gone?
So here's the thing. Vine, incredible, right? This is my theory. Because Vines were limited to 6 seconds.
Mine were only my dogs. Mine sucked.
Okay, but in general, I think we as a nation look back on Vine positively.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's because they were limited to 6 seconds and creativity needs constraints. TikTok doesn't have constraints. TikTok, people are going crazy.
Well, the stupid, I've seen the ads.
I'm just going to pull up the TikTok app and we're going to look at the top ones.
Horrendous.
Oh my gosh.
What?
There's a comedian I really like who got an NBC show. And I commented on Instagram and I got so excited and he liked it and replied, thanks, Moses. Who? His name is Moses. Moses Storm.
Oh my gosh.
I like Nate Bargatze.
Oh my
irrelevant.
Gosh.
Okay. So we're just going to pull up this TikTok app because TikToks are like the modern castrati. They're horrible. TikTok stars.
Well, it's just the weirdest people. Like, I don't know anyone who actually does those.
This one's been everywhere. People doing this dumb dance.
Oh,
does he lip sync? Like, because it's bought by Musical.ly, so a lot of people just do this, like, lip syncing stuff. And then people do weird things like this, and they call them comedy. I don't know. They've never used the term comedy so loose before TikTok.
That's, okay, that's what all the comedians are talking about when they say these videos.
These are, like, what is this? Let me just, the audience is definitely a lot younger than us, and I get that. But I feel like all the Vine, what is he doing? Why is he drawing a constellation? Who is he supposed to be? Why is there so much baseball fanfic? What do you, who knew that was a genre? Oh, I hate it. I hate them, but I can't stop watching them. Been a long day, time to see my fluffy dog. Ugh.
That was the best one.
I can't. Oh, look, another one of those dancing ones. This next part's my favorite part of this time. What? This girl just shot us?
She's never gonna get caught.
Oh my goodness. Anyway, sorry, I know this is like a bad place. Like, this is a podcast. Why would I ever show, talk about something that's so visual? But I really needed to rant about TikTok. I needed to rant about the Scrabble thing. I've hit all my rants. We know about the castrati. Your turn. It's been stressful for me.
That was the most annoying, like, 5 seconds. What was that? Like, 3 minutes of my life?
I don't know. Modern day castrati. That's all I gotta say.
I don't know what that was. I remember because there was a kid in one of my classes in college, and he was a Viner.
Oh, and I found a famous one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was, like, not super nice to him, but it was, like, funny because I was like, oh, he's younger. So I was like, and then I found out my cousin, like, paid money to go see him.
No.
And then I was like, oh, whoops. But he was wearing, what is that, army pants? Like, army.
Yeah, camouflage.
Camo. He was wearing camo pants with a purple zebra shirt.
Can you hear my cringe?
Yeah, no, I heard it. It's not only visible, but
audible.
And so then I went and sat in the front the next time because I had found out that he was famous, but I had also found out that he... But then, like, so we went in and I was going to, like, make fun of him or be like, oh, but then he was wearing that. And I was like,
One of my favorite things about you is that you bullied a Vine star.
Yeah. And then it was really funny because, yeah, I mean, that whole story plays out and it's, but.
He's married now, though, isn't he?
I don't know. I saw him in a movie.
Yeah. A dumb movie.
Horrendous.
A horrible movie. I will not say who the movie is, but if you want to know, DM me and I will go on about how bad of a movie it was.
Like, his life played out and it was exactly what I told him to do. And he didn't do it. And now I ended up in a movie.
Rough.
So do what I say and don't fact check me about whales. Okay? Okay.
And that's the advice for today's
episode. Or I'll make a movie about your life and it won't go anywhere, but that's okay.
Well, thanks so much for tuning in, you guys. Oh, before we go, let's check if they played Scrabble back. Nope. Okay. So... we're good. It's fine. It's really it's not fine, a big deal. Like, I'm... Right? Tell me it's fine.
I think I'm gonna chop my hair off.
Okay, I'll do it. He always complimented my long hair, so you know what? Just chop it off.
I know. I boys like long hair, and I'm like, that's cool. I don't.
Last time I got a haircut, I had a little bit of PTSD from it because... I went in before, it was in Germany, and I go on the website and I have an idea, this is a price for getting a haircut. So I go in, I get the haircut, and then she tells me it's twice as much as what I had saw online. And I'm like, what, that can't be. It was like so such and such online. And she goes, yes, but you have longer hair, so it costs more.
That doesn't make sense.
It doesn't cost more. It's not like I'm dyeing my hair where you use more materials. Cutting your hair, it's like a trim. Why does the length of my hair matter? If you're a hairstylist, tell me, because it doesn't make sense.
No, it doesn't make sense. If anything, if you mess up, you can't tell as much anyway.
Yeah, you have more room to grow. Like, yeah. I feel like short haircuts are harder because you've got little to play with.
If you go, like, 1 centimeter too short, you can notice, you know?
Yeah. I'd like to think that my life is easy, but when I tell you these stories, I realize
I have it hard.
Thank you. Yeah.
Like, for any of you listening, like, if you're having a rough day, just listen, just keep listening to that over and over again.
Yeah. And honestly, I look at my hair and I'm like, it doesn't even look like $190 haircut.
How much did they trim off?
Maybe 2 inches?
I'm in the wrong business.
Yeah. Just kidding.
That sounds like something a dad would say. That is something a dad, I think all dads have said that.
In honor of Father's Day.
Anyway, I'm hungry.
Yeah, me too. So that's a wrap. Thank you so much. I have to blow my nose. Can you close up the podcast?
Have a good week. Welcome. Thanks for tuning in to Make a Short Story Long.
Bye.
Bye.